Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back. This is Eric Osnes, Open House of Team Reba. I'm from Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba Haas from Team Reba.
All right. And we have with us Katie Munoz.
Hi.
Who's with Moving Forward. And you're helping people kind of make that transition from moving from the big home to downsizing, whether that go into or be into a retirement community or smaller home, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we also have Lilia Anderson with us with Merrill Gardens.
Yes.
So happy to have you both here.
Yeah.
So, Katie, how does this work then? So at some point, where do you jump into the situation?
Well, we really like to meet people early in the process so that we can try to keep them from making some of those huge and expensive mistakes right up front. That sorting we were talking about earlier, mm-hmm. where you take it all mm-hmm. to the goodwill, is so time-consuming, and it's expensive. When we talk about liquidation options in a minute, we'll talk about why that's not the way to do it.
Okay, yeah.
So we can get in there and try to get them to understand that you know, what do you use the most, and then we'll sort with people. Because a lot of times you can tell them, just take what you use often, but they still go off, like you say, on the long stories.
And I'm kind of thinking almost like watching an episode of Hoarders or something like that.
I mean,
people get attached to their stuff.
No, it happens.
Yeah.
And it's hard to let go. And if you're going from 3,000 square feet down to 500 square feet or 400 square feet, whatever it is, you just don't have that room. So is your part of your job really sort of counseling almost?
Yeah, I'd say it really is. But one thing you'll see on Hoarders that we don't do, those people are usually under an extreme deadline.
Mm-hmm.
So they have until Friday at noon.
Right.
You're done.
Get it out. Yeah.
Did you know those guys were filmed, or at least the film crews from here?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mr. That Screaming Flea Productions. They're on. They're in the Renton Chamber of Commerce, by the way.
Oh, that's really
Sorry.
Cool.
Just a tidbit. Sorry. Yeah. Continue on. Yeah. Sorry.
But they end up having to do things like, look, that's it. You're done. You're out of time. You can't take that.
Right.
And that's not something
that moving forward
would ever do.
Because
you get to make your decisions. We will ask questions like, do you really think that you're going to be able to fit all of that china in this one cupboard? It doesn't fit in this one cupboard here, and you only have one cupboard at the other house.
Mm-hmm.
So where are you going to put the rest of it?
Okay.
So we kind of ask questions that will help people make decisions, but there are those occasions when they absolutely insist they're going to take too much.
Mm-hmm.
And all you can do is make sure there's a storage room standing by.
I see.
And the movers.
So you've already done the math. You know this isn't going to necessarily work. Mm-hmm. Is this a situation for maybe the children might bring you in and say, gosh, I don't quite know how to address this with my parents, and I need somebody to jump in and help me? Is that sort of...
You know, we can do it so much easier than the kids do, even mm-hmm. when the kids are just the most sensitive, kind people.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's still heavy emotion, and bringing you in really forces someone to have a different viewpoint on the conversation also.
That's definitely
true. It changes pride versus, you know, whatever mm-hmm. else might be built up somewhere.
Right, and you're bringing the expert in.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is that when people are telling the long stories, they mm-hmm. have to tell the story to put the thing in context so they can see if they want it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you say, oh, these ice skates, you know, I was wearing these ice skates, and daughter says, I know, don't tell me again.
Right.
Whereas I can say, no kidding, you were wearing those ice skates when you met your husband? That's mm-hmm. so cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to jump in really quick
because
I find it, and it's easier for the parent if the parent is moving. It's easier mm-hmm. for them to have that communication with a stranger, than mm-hmm. the kid itself. It works better. They listen better. Mm-hmm. They agree a lot easier.
Yeah, because there's a lot of built up. Right. Like when I say the emotional thing, it's like your family. Oftentimes, mm-hmm. we treat them very differently than we do the rest of the population.
Well, it's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
You know.
So now talk about, I'm very curious. You mentioned there's a lot of ways better than Goodwill. And, mm-hmm. You know, I take donations to Goodwill from well, frequently. I mean, I mm-hmm. pull up and they're like, oh, hi, Eric. You know, so, so what?
That's because you go shopping there.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to let out all of my secrets, Reba.
You already did on a prior show.
No, it's true.
Yeah, I love donations.
So how do you get, you know, kind of sort all that out? I've got extra stuff. It's valuable, right. But I don't know what to do with it.
Okay, hold on. That's a point of contention, though, because a lot of people's mindset of what they consider valuable and those collectibles are very different today, too.
Yeah.
And who consider and who's willing to pay for those things.
Right.
Well, what you want to do is you want to get a third party person in there to sell them on your behalf. Don't try to do it yourself because you don't know what it's worth. Mm-hmm. You probably don't have the marketing skills to get the best price. Mm-hmm. If you've got the time, if you're in the house, you move first, take your stuff, then you call in an estate sale company.
I see.
And the cool thing about that is they can sell all the clutter and junk you would have taken
to
Goodwill.
It's amazing what they can sell.
And that's where the money is.
Yeah.
If you've already taken it all to Goodwill, they'll come in, look around, and say, I'm sorry.
There's nothing here.
Nothing
yeah,
here.
I've had that happen. Yeah.
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 So donation if you're staying in the house, but don't donate a thing. If you're if you're going to move and think about an estate sale, if you don't have the time, because you know it takes they have to set it up in the house and all of that. If you don't have a few weeks for them to do that, your next best choice is auction.
Right.
But either one of these, estate sale or auction, you call them up, you talk to them on the phone, get them interested. They'll come out. They'll look for free.
Mm-hmm.
And then with the auction, they'll just take the stuff back with them.
Right.
Then you can donate. Or
Got
after
it.
The estate sure. sale, whatever's left, then you can donate.
Yeah.
Got it.
But
okay.
you're not going to have that much left as you would if you'd started donating in the beginning, because now you're going to have to do the whole house. And that's a lot.
Right. And I love the idea of all these different options for people, because the last thing we need is more stuff going into landfill.
Oh, gosh, no.
Right?
Yeah.
So if you start thinking about it early enough, get family engaged to help you or bring in resources or whatever it is that you need, bring in someone like you with moving forward, because you have resources for all these kinds of folks, right?
Yeah. We've been doing this 12 years, so I know who to work with, and I know who to avoid also.
Right, that's also just as important. So give everyone a phone number and a website for you, please.
Yeah, okay. The phone number is 425-702-8761, and the website is www.retirementdownsizing.com. Want me to say that?
So retirementdownsizing.com.
Right, retirementdownsizing.com.
Okay.
And if you've got questions, you're not quite sure if you need us or not, call anyway.
Yeah.
I'll chat.
Is there an email address too that is easy or no?
Katie@movingforwardinc.com. So moving forward, INC.
Okay. .com. Got it.
.com.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So having those kinds of resources is incredibly important. So from the Merrill Garden side or the retirement community side, how do you help coordinate with folks like what Katie's organization is?
So usually I get them connected with someone like Katie and get them partnered up and to help them with the process. Once they're done with the, and usually, yes, we do the, they do the estate sale.
Mm-hmm.
They go that route, which works out a lot better.
Okay.
And then once that process is over, I get them, they're already in the building.
Okay.
So because they take their essentials and then they go back and
have help
figure
getting
out
the rest of it.
Exactly.
Down. So, so I guess for our listeners, I guess what might be good, some good recommendations here are, if you have an idea of where you might be going, if it's a retirement community, maybe reach out to someone like yourself who's a community relations director.
Mm-hmm.
Ask if there's resources available. You can help direct to someone like this. If you're on the other side and you don't know where you're going yet, reach out to someone like Moving Forward for Katie. And what was that website again?
retirementdownsizing.com.
Okay, perfect. And then I know from my side, you know, we have people all the time asking us, I always say, well, where are you going first? And if we can coordinate that direction, great. But if they don't know, then we just start trying to get the estate sales and the auctions and all the other pieces that are part of it. I want to thank both of you ladies for being on today. I know we didn't get to quite everything we wanted to, but for anyone who wanted to also check out Puget Sound, honorflight.org.
Yes.
Check it out to donate. Check it out.
Please, yes. And donate.
Thank you.
And thank you both to our guests.
Don't
forget to bring some diapers.
To
West Seattle on the
20th. Home Street Bank.
Home Street Bank on the 24th. Thanks, everyone. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to Open House with Team Reba. To contact us, visit Team Reba at re/Max Metro East Side on Facebook or email info@teamreba.com. Join us again next Tuesday at 3 for more Open House with Team Reba here on Business Radio 1300 KKOL. Program sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.